You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Let's check the weather forecast with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Things have dried out nicely, though it looks like we've got some cool temperatures in the offing. What kind of conditions will cross both the western and eastern Corn Belt over the next week?
Well, I really think it looks pretty darn good, to be honest with you. We are drying down a little bit, but we also still have a good pattern here of alternating shower and thunderstorm activity along with some sunny days and temperatures that will be seasonal. We are going to cool down a little bit, but we're only going to cool down back to normal. So we're really, I think we got 1 or 2 days here that's going to be slightly cooler bias, but we'll see a lot of 80-degree highs coming up over the next week with some 90s expected in the western Corn Belt, lower 90s primarily. You get on the west side of the Missouri River, then we'll probably start seeing some middle 90s once in a while. But that's about as warm as we're going to get. You know, we have all that moisture on and in the ground, and that's really going to be fed back into the atmosphere, keep that humidity high. So it's going to be difficult for us to get really excessively hot anytime real soon, with the exception of maybe some of those western Corn Belt locations. But we need a ridge of high pressure in order to get those temperatures soaring, and that's not something that's in the cards for right now.
We haven't really had to ask whether it's going to rain over the past couple of months. I suppose we ought to this time around.
Well, the answer is we don't have to really ask, because there will be some periods of showers and thunderstorms coming up. It looks like our first round will actually be a broken line of showers and thunderstorms that will come across the region as a cool front tries to come across the area. This will occur as we go from Thursday afternoon into Friday. It may actually take Friday into Saturday before it gets all the way through the eastern Corn Belt. So it'll be a weak frontal boundary with, you know, like I said, a broken line of showers and thunderstorms. Most likely, the majority of the region probably won't get more than a half inch of moisture out of it. There will be some locally strong thunderstorms embedded in there, but nothing that's going to cause any further concerns as far as the widespread flooding we've had here recently. We'll have another round of showers and thunderstorms with another frontal system, maybe Monday into Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, as it progresses from northwest to southeast. And again, it will be offering at least some timely precipitation to help us keep on the right foot here as far as seeing our crops continue in good shape.
And that will put us through the end of the month of July. Have you looked forward into August? Soybeans are a crop that really need to have weather in August to mature properly. What kind of conditions do you think might happen?
Yeah, I think that we'll see a little bit more ridginess in the plains in August, and that should warm us up and dry us down a little bit across parts of the plains and western Corn Belt. Don't know that that's necessarily the recipe for a problem, but we will see more typical summertime weather where we firm up the soil and create a little bit of stress for some of the crop. The little bit of that stress would be really welcome for the soybean crop. It really needs to be pushed a little bit, and I think we can still see that happen at some point in August. It's not going to last long. I think we'll cool back down again eventually, but it's going to be a good month, I think.
Anything across the planet we should be aware of today?
You know, it's amazing to me, with all the hype about El Nino, how well this Earth is operating right now. We have nothing in the way of serious problems in key crop areas like China or India or Australia. All three usually have some influence of negative means to form an El Nino event, and we don't. It certainly isn't the big disaster that was advertised.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated, and I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.